We started yesterday discussing Shiras Hazinu and pointed out how critical this is in terms of Musar, B'Kal Yisrael. They had to all know this so well, they had to rehearse it. We spoke yesterday about the beginning of Hazinu and the praise of Torah. Yarav Kamata Likhi, Tisal Katalim Rasi. The pasuk continues right afterwards, Kishem Hashem Ekra Habu Godel Elokeinu. This, according to the Gemara Brachas Chafalef, is a marker for Birchas HaTorah. Again, it relates back to the psukim that preceded, which is Shevach of Torah. According to the Ramban, the Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rambam failed to mention it, and the Ramban points out that the Rambam should have counted in the Taryag Birchas HaTorah. So we obviously realize it's not a simple bracha. And the marker being Kishem Hashem Ekra Habu Godel Elokeinu. It's also used as a marker for what we find in the Machzer of Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says in Yuma, we mention this when we go through the Avodah, we reenact the Avodah, that when the Kohen Gadol would recite the Shema Meforash, he did it several times when he did the Vidui. Twice he did Vidui in the Par, on his Par, and he did Vidui in the Soyer HaMishtaleach, and also he said Lashem Chatas when he did the Goro between the two Seirim. The Mishnah tells us that everyone who would hear the Shema Meforash that was uttered by the Kohen Gadol, they would say Baruch Shem Po Malchuso LeOlam Voed. So the Gemara in Yuma, Tan Rabbi Omer Kishem Hashem Ekra V'Godol Okeinu Omar Lehem Moshe L'Yisrael B'Shar Shani Matzkir Shmo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu Atem Havu Godol. Then the Shira goes on to talk about Siduk Hadin, Hatsur Tamim Polo Kichol Drach of Mishpat. This is a notion of Siduk Hadin. Hashem is right. Theodicy, it's called. Kela Muna Ve'in Avel Tzadik V'Yashir Hu. That which we find in the children and B'nai Yisrael, that they misbehave, that in no way is a reflection or should be a reflection on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shiches Lo Lo Banav Mumam Dor Iki Yeshuv Salto. The tzur is perfect, and that which you find things which are less than perfect in the children, that's because they lost the sense of yashrus, dor ikesh ufsalto, and in a sense it was really they caused a problem to themselves. Shiches lo, Rashi says, it's not Hashem, you're not doing anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shiches lo lo, you haven't done anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, banav mumam. It's the problem is the children. They only hurt themselves. Others take it lo banav. When Christ are not doing Ritzono Shel Makom, they're called lo banav, as opposed to being banav Shel Makom. Hal Hashem tig muluzos, am navo velo chacham. Halohu avicha kanacha, hu ascha vayicha nenecha. So Kar Yisrael are labeled here as am navo. We mentioned yesterday the pshat that Unkus gives and how the Ramban explains it. Ama de kabilu araisa v'lo chakimu. How does that fit the word am novel? So the Ramban explains that they saw the learning of Torah as something which was wearing them down, as a drag, as it were. Am shenilu ba'asiyas haTorah v'lo yischakmu shehi l'tov lahem kol hayamim. That's how Unkus learned it. The Ramban has a different shot. What's am novel? What does novel mean? Says the Ramban, there are two words in Lashon HaKodesh that are opposites. One is the word nadiv, and one is the word novel. In what sense are the opposites? The nadiv is someone who does chesed to someone else gratuitously, without having to repay a goodness that someone did, just on your own, altruistically. You do something for someone else without having been asked, and you don't owe them anything. That's a nadiv. And the stark contrast to that is a novel. He's the one who's mishalim roa tachas tova. So someone did something for you, you owe a karas tov. Not only do you not pay them the positive way, the contrary, you're mishalim roa tachas tova. That's the word novel. And he brings many rais to this idea. How does it fit to Klal Yisrael? Kaisa were the beneficiaries of so much Makadosh Baruch Hu. Hal Hashem tigmul zos, how can you act it's with such lack of gratitude? Mishalim ra'at hachas tova. Hashem did so much for you. Instead, I'm Navo, Shehu Mishalim Ra'a Tachas Tova, V'lo Chacham Ladas, Ki L'Nafsham Gamu Ha'ra'a Zos, Lo La'el. Again, the idea being, you didn't affect the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're only hurting yourself. Kinesha Nemal, the Pasuk says, in Eov, M'chatosa Matifal Bo, Rabu Peshachah Matase Lo, M'sadakta Matiten Lo. We say this ourselves in the Ne'ilah Davening. We borrow from this Pasuk in Eov. We have later in the Shira also the word Navo. The Ramban refers back to what he said here when talk about the Puranus that comes on Klal Yisrael. Hem kinuni v'lo'el ki asuni b'havlehem v'ani akni'em v'lo'am v'goy Navo ach isem. The Ramban learns that what we have here is Hashem expressing the onesh of Klal Yisrael both in Bayis Rishon and in Bayis Sheni. And what does it mean? Ki asuni b'havlehem. There's shadim. V'ani akniyim b'lo'am ha-kazdim. The kazdim are the Babylonians, those who destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. And that b'lo'am, the kazdim, as it says in Yeshaya, they weren't really considered a nation. And then it says, b'goy novel ach isem. And this is a reference to Bayis Sheni. And who's the Goy Navol? Esav. Edom is Esav, Rome is Esav. Why is Esav called Navol, Goy Navol? Because he's Mishalim Ra'a Tachas Tova. Why Lo Zacha Bris Achim? The point of the Ramban earlier, that a Navol is someone who doesn't remember to recognize good, and if anything the opposite, he's Mishalim Ra'a Tachas Tova. Why does the word Navol mean someone who's not Makir Tov? And to the Kabi, why the word Navol? In Unkles, the Ramban explained, Milash Navol Tivo, retired, retiring you out. Why does the word Navol reflect the notion of Mishan Rav Tachas Tova? The Ramban explains further that a chiluf of two osios, days and pay, that we often find are mischalith. It's the same shoresh as Nun Pei Lamed, which means no fail, to fall. So what's the pshat? Yitachin sheyikari kein b'avur shu no fail b'nei adam. Someone who's a navo, in a sense that he's misham ra tachas tova, he's not grateful, is someone who has been reduced in terms of their very humanity. They have fallen, they have slipped from a basic baseline level of humanity. Just like Ka'ela noveles aleha, Pasuk Yeshaya, like it would say noveles aleha. What do you call an animal that dropped dead, right, without being shechted? A nevela. Why? Nafla la'aretz, as we say, dropped dead. Nafla la'aretz umesa. It just fell dead. Like it says, liros es napeles ha'aryeh, shoftim. So that's the meaning over here. A Navol is someone who has been reduced and compromised in the very humanity. Mishalim Ra'a Tachas Tova, and Lo Chacham to realize they've only hurt themselves. It's a tremendous yisod here, that the Midah Bakaras HaTov is so basic to who we are, to the extent that a person misses the boat, and instead of being Makir Tov, is Mishalim Ra'a Tachas Tova, their very essence as a human being has been affected. They're no fail from the status of being a person. You say Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, right? Basic character traits. The Torah is building on top of that. The Torah shapes it and fleshes things out and brings it to another level. It's heightened sensitivity. But if a person is missing the basics, then all the Torah in the world is not going to work. That's what we alluded to yesterday. The Torah itself can be a Sama Mavis if it's not taken in the right way. There's a very famous Yisod of the Netziv. The Netziv says this in a number of places in his Perush HaMidbar, in his famous Hakdama to Sefer Bereishis. He discusses why the Torah refers to Sefer Bereishis, or it's really a Pasuk in Nach that refers to Sefer Bereishis as Sefer HaYashar, because of the midah of the avos who are called Yisharim. And then he discusses it also in the beginning of Pasha Sazinu, when it mentions Dor Ikesh Ufasalto, that Klal Yisrael had become twisted. They were not following the midah of Yashrus. As Netziv says in his incredible way, the midah of yashrus he understands to mean a sense of tolerance, to be able to understand that there's a place in the world for everybody, even if there's somebody who you vehemently disagree with, but you don't wish them away for the sake of wishing them away. Of course you want them to do tshuva, but if a person just takes the attitude of negating somebody else's reality, and that it stops there, then there's a certain basic flaw in their very sense of derech eretz, in their midah of yashrus. And the Netziv says that this was a chesaron that you had in Bayis Sheni in particular. Shiches lo banav mumam, says the Netziv. There are two churbanos that are being alluded to here, just what we saw in the Ramban and the other pasuk. This pasuk is referring to, first it talks about Golus Bavel, and then it talks about Churban Bayis Sheni. Churban Bayis Sheni was because of Sinas Chinam. Says the Netziv, what was the problem? The problem was they were Osik Batorah on the one hand, they were Ovdei Hashem, but they were violating the Midah of Yashrus, and to the point that it even led to Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim with the rationalization. Anyone who would seem to be not quite in the right derech, like them, they already lachoshed them to be a tzeduki. They would try them, and they would go by the psak of Marina Vilmailin, and that would be it. They put him to death. And that led to a kilko in their Hohan Haga, all Hashem Shemayim. And that's Amnava Velo Chacham, he says, that makes the problem even more striking is what Unkle says. Amnava. They were Makabu the Torah. So they were Yegev the Torah. They knew Torah. And Torah is supposed to be machshir, a person, to be a real Baal Midos, a mensch, tzaddik, v'yashar. And yet, with it all, they were not sensitive enough to maintain the midah of yashrus. So, tremendous chilling Musar Haskel here, that it's not enough just to say, I'm going to learn Torah. It's important to recognize Torah has to go together with midos tovos. That's what the Rambam writes in Chos Tshuva. The process of tshuva is not just about tshuva from averos. The Rambam writes how important it is to be shav from all the various midos rows that we have. It's not something that you can pick and choose, you know, this particular, you know, time and place. It's a whole broader picture. A person has particular chesronos. It's a tremendous avoda to be able to say, how do I overcome that midah, to the extent that hopefully it will change the person's character. Not simple at all. So Salanter says it's easier to learn through Shas, right, than to change one midah. But you have to start, you have to try, you have to make an effort. And as we see here, one of the basic midahs in the Torah is Hakaras HaTov, and that's obviously something we can all be mechazek ourselves in general. Wherever there's always, you know, there are always sources of Hakaras HaTov that we can, you know, pay more attention to. And again, this is really defining our very essence, our very humanity. And again, this should be a chizuk for us, especially in these very, very holy days to go approach Yom Kippur.